So yeah. In your about page, you say we created a Periapsis Press to promote our own work and work of others. Very selfish of you, by the way, primarily through positive long form articles, including reviews and thoughtful interviews that cater to readers. So long form reviews tend to focus on kind of just writing craft, how to write a book or what words should we stop using? So more focused on the author perspective there, which alienates readers because we don't understand the craft. I like a book, but, you know, it's like classical music. I like classical music. But people are like, oh, here's where the War of 1812 really comes into play on this second stanza. And I'm like, it's not even a foreign language. Like, I know some Klingon, and I understand Klingon better than I understand classical music. So we don't understand all the things that go into writing it because we've only been on one side, not on the other, or the reviews are only written kind of by non-authors. So you're the bridge. You're the authors that can write, and then you're the readers that can bring us along. So why positive reviews? That's not how you get clicks. You get clicks by bashing everything. Everything's deconstructed. You can't like anything before, I think 6 months ago, maybe. Everything else before that's problematic or not inclusive. Why positive reviews?
Again, it goes back to serving readers. It's my firm belief that negative reviews don't help anybody. I should say blog reviews. If negative reviews on Amazon can be helpful for like, okay, this book I shouldn't buy. But if you are running a review website and you say, this book was 2 out of 5 stars or even 3 out of 5 stars, that doesn't help me to decide what to read. It just tells me, okay, you didn't like this one, so maybe I should avoid this one. And I don't really need to do any more reading other than the 2 out of 5 stars. And negative stuff in general gets more clicks. But I wouldn't say that it necessarily gets more like shares. I get a lot of people on Twitter who really appreciate being able to share something positive. Like everybody can come up with something where somebody makes a stupid comment or is political, so they can, everyone can come up with something like that and share other people's stuff like that. But I think people really are looking for more just feed refresh type stuff.
Okay.
But like I said, my focus is mostly on the reader's perspective. I really want people to be able to go on the site and say everything on here is something that meets a certain level of quality and content, and I can jump in without necessarily reading the entire long form review.
Yeah. I think that's really interesting that you you parse it as like the Amazon or I've really enjoyed more like Goodreads because it highlights your friends on there that you would be most likely to recommend. And I like that they put it at the top. So I tend to go there, especially for theology stuff. If I curtail, if I know enough people, which is very hard these days, for us, nerdy people that want to stay with books rather than online, finding the negative review. Okay. Maybe put that in the to read section, but not right now section. But one of the things that I like about to build you up well is I've read enough of your reviews, excuse me, where you put the about page or the synopsis in there, and then I can tell from that the very fact that it's on there is that you've enjoyed it. And so if it sounds interesting, I'll stop because I've read enough of your other reviews where I'm like, I don't really care too much about like the cowboy saga with where there's cowboys and aliens or something along those lines. I like man with no name type stuff where he has to become the sheriff, but maybe he's not a good sheriff type deal. So I know to stop reading your review and then go read the book and then come back. So like, Drosselmeyer of Paul Anderson. I've not read your review of his because it's sitting there in my Audible playlist that I'm going to read next, and then I'll go back and go, all right, what did you get wrong that I of course the better of all things me have curtailed.
Well, be sure to comment and let me know what I got wrong.
Yes. Yeah. So, okay, I'm trying to be a good reader. I'm trying to, my negative reviews are going to be there to warn people. This is some of the most awful characters. I've put them out there on Goodreads and I'm shocked of the people that can read annoying characters for 200 pages or British literature, where you've got me at magic in the Napoleonic Wars. I buy the omnibus that is three volumes. I'm halfway through the first volume. I go and look and I'm halfway into the second volume. And I don't understand how this has a TV deal. I don't understand. Oh, well, you just don't understand British lit. Yeah, but I understand good literature. And I can't believe someone has stopped at book one and continued for two more books. And nothing has happened other than Waterships. You promised me magic in the Napoleonic Wars. I'm sorry, flashbacks. I'm trying not to be too negative. So I want to be a good reviewer from a reader's perspective. What can I focus on other than to say this was good? I liked it. What should I stay away from other than saying good, enjoyed, I liked it? What are some themes or what are some touch points that I can include in my reviews to help people in a positive way?
As far as Amazon reviews, short reviews on Goodreads, stuff like that, I liked it is enough for sure.
Because no one really cares. They're just seeing the one stars and the five stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ernest Klein, Ready Player One, I'm okay with it at two. And I've gotten more negative reviews on Goodreads about my Ready Player One. And then all of a sudden, after the second book comes out, all those people seem to also agree with me all of a sudden that it wasn't a good book.
Things that I try to do with my longer reviews and reviews on other blogger sites that I appreciate is to sort of break down why I liked it. So if a book has a particularly engaging character, I try to talk about that. Sometimes the setting is just there, and sometimes it's really, really interesting, and so I won't want to dig into it. I think The Devil's Dictum, Frederick Heimbach, I think is how you say it. That was, like, the setting just was amazing. It's just an alternate history type America, but founded by pirates instead of pilgrims. You know, so nice.
I'm sold. That, I'm sold on that. Nice. But you need to introduce pirates into America, not two books in.
So. Right. So I try and unearth why I liked something, and I think that is difficult for people because it's so much easier to talk about why something is bad. It comes easily. But to talk about, well, what makes this a good book is a little more complicated and a little more nuanced for each individual reader.